Listen to this episode, get discounts on your favorite upcoming businesses, and you want merch? Yo, check out themoderncrowd.com.
If his ass get the tweak and get him on the dress, did his ass for no reason, it's a new suppressor. Bitches like me, I gotta stop leaving, I'm the new Hugh Hefner. They say don't stop, keep going, I can do it better. This little bird worrying about me, she just dropped a feather. Nigga never doubted me, boy, I'm about my cheddar. Put some roaches in the blunt, I'm from the trench forever. And I'm smoking on some
runs. Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy Kev, always been a Don. And of course, this is the Modern Crowd Podcast. Podcast with Hoop Dreams. And of course, man, I am sitting here on this wonderful Labor Day Monday. I was just about to say Sunday. You know, I drink a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We just need to do something different. Labor Day needs to be a little bit longer, but, you know, of course, I don't make the rules. But, of course, man, I am sitting here with two guests right now, man. First and foremost, I'm going to let them introduce themselves, man. Y'all go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hey, Cole, go ahead.
Hey, my name is Cole. I'm from New Orleans. I'm a rapper, you feel me? Y'all got to go follow me on Instagram at Cole Go Crazy. I'm nice with it, y'all. I'm telling you.
That's it. I'm Dre, man. Dre, it's a process, man. Community over competition.
Word.
Your favorite ever crip, you heard?
Word. Of course, you know, Dre's my cousin. if nobody didn't know,
yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's crazy, but, you know, he just came in here and he was like, yo, I've never seen this before. You know, but when he first came in this room where we're podcasting headquarters, of course, it was an empty room. Nothing but dreams and aspirations. Now, it is graffitied up with a lot more shit in here. But
that's a fact. That's a fact, man. This is a whole studio, man.
Facts.
This is a whole studio. That's it, man. Right. And y'all don't even understand. We had this conversation 2 years ago in his old crib. I ain't had shit. He barely had shit. But we just knew that we was going to make this shit happen.
Facts.
And what I said I was going to do, I done surpassed that. What he said he's going to do, he done surpassed that. I came down here for his event. Like, legit. They told me it's going to be a small little party. He brought all of Georgia out.
Yo, that was the wild. That was the wild.
It was crazy. This nigga even had a vegan truck pull up. I mean, no disrespect to the vegans and shit, but I wasn't with the funny stuff. But, you know, it was dope, man. It was dope. And you know me, I came down here. I was supposed to be vending. I'm probably the worst vendor he ever had. He's probably never going to allow me to vend again. I vended for about 15 minutes and said, I want to party.
You were.
And packed my shit up and went right back to party with my cousin. Because it's that real. I didn't want to work. I wanted to enjoy the moment. I like to see, especially black people, whether my cousin or not, especially black people do something. You know what I mean? And say they're going to do something and they do it. You know what I mean? And they put that work in. Same goes for my man, Cope.
Word.
You know, when I met him, he told me all about the music stuff. Now it goes more and more. Before, he was, when I was seeing him recording, it was on his phone in his kitchen. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then now this nigga pulled up on him. He had a whole studio. Nigga making beats, man.
Oh, shit. That's what's up.
Yeah,
Nigga making beats. Man, I hope you got some tunes for them, man. Because, like I said, you know, we just got to put that work in. I always tell people, man, you know, a goal without a plan is just a wish. Make some plans. Write that shit down. Write some fucking goals, man. Plan out how you're going to get there and do it.
Word.
You know? And that way you can see along the way where you fucked up at. Because if you got a plan and you got it planned out and it's not working because of, you know, obvious reasons, then it's you. Maybe you got to, you know, mix that up a bit. Maybe that plan wasn't working. Maybe that wasn't realistic. You know what I mean?
That's a fact. But let me go ahead and get to the first thing we do when we get on this podcast, man. The first question I ask everybody before they get on this podcast, whatever, either one of you want to go first, is how did you get into what you get into?
Man, I got into what I got into. So it's like, all right, me coming from, just where I'm coming from, I used to start out, I played football when I was young.
Word.
And me playing football, I used to, you know, I did my thing. We played around the corner from my house at this park.
Word.
Kennelworth Park. And me just getting older, playing football, transitioning, going into middle school to high school, and around my 11th grade year, you feel me? I mean, not even my 11th grade year. I had my neighbor stayed across the street from me. In the midst of me playing for the park, I used to always go by him. He used to take care of me sometime when mom was home. I used to go run by him and stuff like that.
Word.
I was young. Mm. And he was older than me. I always had partners like older than me. I'm probably like one of the youngest out of all my partners.
Word.
Mm. So he I used to always go across the street and be talking and playing with him in one day. And so one day, I think I had, my sister had like a karaoke machine and stuff like that. And so I took her mic. And me taking the mic, I'm like, look, all right, I'm about to go take this mic and go do something with it. I'm Word. Like, so I took it across the street by him. I'm like, we sitting there chilling. You feel me? At that time, I wasn't smoking, but you know, it was coming in. You feel me?
Yeah.
I was being my slick, you know, slick on the slick.
Word.
So at that point, man, him got on the mic. I'm like, because it had this other dude. It was his name Jamal. And it had my other little partner named Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
That boy, you know, we coming up. He used to be a funny dude. You feel me? Word. Do all type of little stuff, make us laugh, all that type of stuff. You feel me? But he used to go through stuff like everybody else. You feel me? Go through some of the stuff. And so he used to do the music first. And I feel like that's why I really got some of my inspiration from, because I hear him used to come over all the time. And he used to just be doing it, like, you feel me? He sound good with it. And
yeah,
I used
exactly.
to tell him, like, why you don't go along with it? Like, he, like, everybody claimed from him to be, look, no, this lame dude. But
Word.
His music, he was nice. Like, he had something going. Like,
Word.
But you feel me? It don't work out. Everybody don't go with their flow, how they supposed to. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And so, me being, what I did looking at that, I was all across the street. And I was looking. I'm like, bro, man, you can record something. So, that whole day, for, like, probably 3 weeks strong, I kept going by that boy. Man, that boy done recorded all type of stuff.
I'm talking about all type of songs.
I'm on there trying to sing. I'm like, I got this. That boy said, man, you know how to sing? Like, you really sound like you know how to sing. Like,
Word.
And so, look, I was the singer on the track. I'm like,
you got to start somewhere.
I'm the singer on the track. Dog. I'm like, y'all don't know how to sing like me right now. Like, so I went to just singing on it and rapping. So I'm going boat. So we even put him on. He got all, I forgot it. I can't think of his YouTube name, but I can think of like one song that I had on YouTube. It's funny not to me at this point though,
Word.
Because I was young. And it's like a parody to me. Like Word. If you watch the parodies, I'd be dying laughing at myself because I had my old pictures from back in the days on there.
Mm-hmm.
On the picture, it had something serious, dangerous. Like, I'm like, man, what was I thinking on the car, bro? Like, for real, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So then, man, him just rapping and stuff. And so, I mean, we got over that for a minute. I stopped and went to back focusing on my football because I'm like, I was getting older going into high school and stuff.
Word.
I'm like, I got to focus on the football and not take it serious. So around my 11th grade, I got into a problem with my coach with football, a helmet situation. Something that was petty, you feel me?
Word.
And he didn't believe me about the situation, so he felt like I should have told him about it. I should have told him what he wanted to hear instead of me telling him what I knew was true.
Exactly.
And I told him that I wasn't in a situation when it happened, and he felt like I was lying. And so, you feel me? It was on a situation to where you wanted me to kiss your button. So I'm just like, look, he told me, sit his equipment down. I set it down. I walked off. I'm like, bro, because I'm the type of person, football wasn't my only talent. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I didn't only focus on football. And I seen people that was in my situation. You feel me? That's all he had. You feel
Word,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm like, look, in my head, I thought about it. I'm like, man, you know what? I could get it to somebody else. They need it more than I need it. You feel what I'm saying?
Max.
I got a lot of other stuff going on with myself. I was in choir in school. I was playing football. I was in theater. I was doing all types of stuff. Plus, I had stuff going on at home. I was working. I was
See
doing
that?
All types of stuff.
Look, I brought y'all to New Orleans Tupac. Niggas better stop playing with me out here, son. Y'all niggas better stop playing. Crawfish Justice. Y'all know it, nigga. That movie dropping soon, son. Like, nigga, only the best of the best, son. Y'all better stop playing out here, man. It's the journey, man. Like, who don't like these stories, man?
Nah,
like,
facts.
Who don't like to hear this, man? That ain't nothing but progress, man.
Nah, but that's impressive, too, because at a young age, you already knew, like, yo, you know, because like you said, you have people that just are putting in these people's mind that, yo, football's my only talent.
Right.
But you already knew, like, bro, I can do something else. I ain't even worried about
right.
this, bro. Like,
yeah.
I got to... You freed up more time for me.
And by me saying that he freed up that time for me,
yeah.
I'm like, all right. I thought about it one time. I'm like, bro, it was hard for me because I was working around the time. I'm like, bro, I need something to do. Like, for real, for real. Like, not just no job and working for nobody. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I need something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, look, because football didn't work out for me, basically. So I'm like, all right. I thought about it. I thought about my past. You feel me? Like, what was I good? And so I thought about it. I'm like, let me get this little rapper thing a chance. I'm like, because when I did it, I was happy. We was having fun.
Word.
And over the past them times, like, just me growing up, music was my thing. Mm-hmm. Like, period. It was my thing. Nobody couldn't tell me otherwise. Mm-hmm. Because, like, as me growing up, I used to, like, music used to be my way of speaking sometimes.
Word, like, not facts. Sense.
And so, like, my mom used to be fussing at me and stuff like that, bruh. I used to put certain music on to block her out, bro. And I ain't gonna lie, she catch it at times. And I'd be like, when she catch it, it'd be over for me. But I'd be like, if you feel me, she catch it at times. But at the same time, I'd be releasing my little pain. I'm like, I can't say it, so I'm gonna say it on my music right here.
I feel
so
that.
I'm gonna let the music say it. So at that point, bro, at that point, I used to just get older and I used to jerk. Dance, I know to dance and all that. I used to jerk and all that type of stuff, but you feel me? I mean, I'm at this point, I'm tall. I'm too tall for it.
Motherfucker, jerk and kick a building down. Like, you said jaboom, jaboom. Nigga, kick a car door. You said jaboom.
Bro, I'm too tall for it. Like, so I got to that point. I'm like, all right, dancing. Not it. That's not it anymore. You feel me? I used to do all of the dancing things. Chris Brown, the move, Michael Jackson, all that. You think I used all them people? So I got to a point, I'm like, bro, I think rapping is it for me. Like, I think that's where it's going to hit at for me. Mm-hmm. And me just doing this and that, I got really, who I really, really made me get into it, because I watched Lil Baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, word.
Bro, that's my favorite rapper, bro.
Word. Mm-hmm.
So that's what really made me get into it. And then at the time, I was already into music. Like, that's to be my, I'm jamming to all the time. I'm just jamming, you feel me? I got music on. I'm vibing. And so, like, music, it didn't give me a whole different, like, way it speak to me in a whole different way. Like, I get along with people more. It's just different. Like, it's just different. So, me focusing on the music, I'm like, bro. And as I was working for this, I was working at Mandeville at the time with my partner. He called Caucasian. So, I was working with him. And so, by me working with him, we used to ride to Mandeville. We worked on a school called Blue Fontaine. So we was helping them build a school up.
Word.
And so, in the midst of that, I used to always be riding. Tell that boy, look, put Lil Baby on. I'm talking about, that's before Lil Baby had, that was probably his little first song, Eat a Starve.
Word.
Mm. Songs like that, Trap Star, and stuff like that. Some more with Lil Yachty. I used to be playing all them songs, bro. And me just listening to him, and then the fact that I seen him get to where he at right now, I'm like, bro, he is busting, bro. I feel like he the best rapper. I'm like, bro, he busting. He the best rapper right now, bro. Like, and that really gave me inspiration. And I'm like, bro, and me learning on him, I feel like, bro, man, this dude similar, like, you feel me? Because, like, my mindset, I read on him a lot, and the baby, the type of person, he want everybody around him to eat, not just himself, you feel what I'm saying? I guarantee you, if the baby got money, his partners got it. Almost on that same level with him.
Right.
He ain't the greedy rapper. Like, he making sure that they literally in the same situation with him.
Right.
And
right.
I mean, that's how I feel like I am once I get to where I'm getting. I mean, I'm like that, period. You feel me?
Word.
But it's like,
you're going to do it on a bigger scale once you get there.
Yeah. Damn, so I'm looking at him do it. So it's like,
that representation is key, man. You got to start seeing shit, man. That's why I'm telling you, got to put people in different positions, man. People got to really see people that look like them, that come from where they come from, do what they do. You know what I mean? And see them make it. Let niggas know that's going to make it. Because even with, I was talking to some and they was like, oh, yeah. You know, you talk about this role model shit and they're talking about these rappers and these basketball stars. And I'm like, yeah, you might have these kids that look up to them, but the niggas that they see every day, you know what I mean, are the ones that they're probably going to emulate the most.
Word.
So we got to make sure that niggas that they seen every day is somebody that we want for the future.
Not facts. And the funny part about that is, it's like, even what you're saying, you know, people seeing every day, there's people, the people that they're looking at and looking to inspire every day, those people don't even want to motivate the people that are looking up to them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what'd be sad too. You know, and the reason why I bring that up is, it's crazy. One time I was actually, you know, I actually volunteered my time at an elementary school. Mm. They didn't even have water at this elementary school.
And what?
Yeah, it was crazy, bro. Mind blowing. But so I asked one of my partners at the time, I said, yo, like, you know, you do film, photography, woo-doo-woo. Yo, show them that they can do this instead of just always just think they got to sell drugs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my man's told me in my face, was like, bro, I have nothing to show them, kids. That's it, bro. I'm telling you, when I heard that blew my mind, dog.
Damn.
I was like, so I'm like, bro, like, as a kid, you was probably looking for somebody to show you something too. But you now, you at the point to show somebody. Now you like, nah, man. It's crazy.
It's crazy because that shit boxes you in, man. Like, and even that's what's got me started with what I do. You know, me really and truly, how I got to where I am now is just changing a lot of my ways of thinking with certain things. You know, I went to prison. Before prison, you know, gang banging, selling drugs, fucking bitches, running around, just doing wild shit for the hell of it was our life. You know what I mean? Like, I tell people all the time, like, the gang banging in New York, it wasn't like the, especially the Crip and Blood shit, it didn't get to New York till like the late 90s, 2000s. Like, we the first generation gang bangers in New York, you know? And with that, we set a crazy tone. You know what I mean? And niggas did a lot of pointless stuff. A lot of shit that, you know, I'm sure niggas regret. A lot of shit that, you know, could have been avoided. And, you know, what got me to where I'm at right now is like, yo, all right, cool. I did all this crazy shit. I lived this whole street life everybody glorified so fucking much.
Word.
Like, this shit was like, you gonna have gold, nigga. All you got to do is be an asshole all day long. That's it. And make sure you put a flag on, because then they can identify a super asshole. That's not a flag. That's a cape. That's a super asshole on the back of it. You know what I mean? And you just had to be real with yourself. I went to prison for a shooting, you know, and it could have been 10 times worse. And, you know, thank God they didn't have all the evidence that they had. But I had to learn from that.
Word.
Niggas always just like, nah, I don't know. You don't have to like necessarily take losses. You can take lessons from a situation. Mm. You know what I mean? And, you know, just doing that whole prison thing and experiencing that and realizing that niggas be like, yo, you do the crime, you do the time. And you like, all right, cool. And I stood by that. That's why they had no issue doing my time. Until I realized my whole family was doing my time with me.
Word.
You feel me? And that's the shit they don't talk about. Your whole family doing the time with you. You know, extended family. People that care about you is now like, yo, I can't see this person every day. I can't talk to this person every day. I don't know what's going on in there. You know what I mean? They know I'm a hothead. So they like, yo, we don't know how this nigga acting. We don't, you know what I mean? So, you know, and when I came home, you know, I said, you know, I'm going to get on my good foot. I did 3 years. I came home. I had 5 years parole. I'm like, God. Damn.
That's a long motherfucking time.
You know what I mean? I said, 5 joints. I said, listen, all I know is I ain't going back.
Facts.
You know? And that's what I did. I set my mind to like, yo, I'm not going back. And I'm not going to say and act like I was perfect on parole, but I did make sure that I was sensible in like 99% of the situations. You know what I mean? And that's what it boils down to. I kind of think of it like how the alcohol commercials say, drink responsibly. You know what I mean? Right. They ain't telling you don't get lit. The last thing you always say on that commercial is drink responsibly. That's the last thing. You know why? Because once you go and blame them, they're going to say, nigga, we told you right at the end.
Right.
Drink responsibly. You ain't listen. You feel me? And that's how I feel life be treating niggas like, nigga, drink responsibly. Oh, you ain't listen? Damn. Yeah. You know? And you're going to keep running into these situations until you take accountability and responsibility. You know? And that's what I credit my change to, was being like, not the man in the sense of the streets, because that shit is like so far from being an actual man. It's actually comical.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you, true. You so fucking gangster, you can't control your anger. The fuck? You fucking cold clown. You know what I mean? So, and I've always had a way of thinking, you know, and just like you can hear with Cole and his way of thinking and how he was already thinking young, like, yeah, I could do this football shit, but give somebody else another chance with that shit.
Word.
My main thing was, I'm not going to come home and be that nigga that say, yo, you can go to jail, do your time, blah, blah. No, nigga, I'm going to come home and say, nigga, don't go in there. Don't go. Right. This shit ain't worth it.
Word.
And I'm not just going to say that. I'm going to lead by example, you know? And that's how I started my nonprofit organization. It's a process. You know, we've been doing work since, shit, 2016, I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, everything from back-to-school drives to holding all types of employment fairs, anything like that. And we do a lot of collaboration work. I'm a firm believer in collaboration. I don't give a fuck if it's 50 of us selling bread. Pull up to the goddamn pop-up shop with your bread, too.
Word.
Because my bread not be like what you want. You know what I mean? Because I know there's certain types of breads I'm just not eating.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And you know, there's certain niggas that like that type of bread. You know, I happen to think wheat bread tastes like carpet. Don't ask me why I know. Don't ask me why I know what carpet tastes like. Mind your fucking business. But it just, I feel like it tastes like carpet. You feel me? So that's the situation with that, man. And, you know, we, it's just been a blessing. The organization took on a life of its own, man. We have a huge following with that. We got a huge following with my other network that I have, which is called Community Over Competition. Birthed out of the pandemic, supporting black-owned businesses. I was getting my paychecks, but I was like, yo, I'm spending all my money, and I still want to support, so how do I do that? So I created the idea of putting Community Over Competition on a shirt, selling it to the people, and then taking majority of those funds that we receive and pushing it right back in the community by supporting them. We've donated over $6,000. To different black-owned organizations and just buying different things. And it's great because, for me, it benefits everything all across the board. You know, it goes on what I want to say, and I'm still able to enjoy myself and spend money with black businesses, but I reap the benefits of it. You know why? Because I'm going to continue to support black businesses so I can take those funds and go out to eat at a black-owned business.
Facts.
And I feel like I'm enjoying myself, too. You know what I mean? Right. So it's working out. I just feel like, you know, I wanted to do that. I already knew how shit was going to go down. I ain't no niggas was going to run to them PPP loans and shit. But that's a whole nother episode.
We PPP about to boys is out.
Yeah, man. We ain't about to talk about that. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's who I am right now. I hold a position as a program manager over 3 airports. JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark Airport. And ironically, I am the head of the Office of Second Chance Employment.
Word.
I get those that were formerly incarcerated, like myself, jobs in and around the airports.
Word.
You know what I mean? And to date, we started the program during the pandemic last April. To date, we've got over 60 people placed.
That's what's up.
The average salary is $23 an hour. We have, working with this one individual company, they said that we have the lowest turnover ratio they ever had on the project.
Sheesh.
Because you give motherfuckers an opportunity.
Word.
You're going to take it. And, you know, I just to speak to that, you know, it's a difference between options and opportunities. I could have said, yo, my cousin do this, yada, yada, yada. But I said, yo, pull up with me. I want to give my man the opportunity to be out here, you know, have the people hear his story. Because, yeah, a lot of people like hearing my story, and that's great. But there's plenty of people with stories like this. We need this story here. We need to hear how, you know, an individual was young and, you know, yeah, they had these options and all that other stuff. But it was so much other telling stuff in the story. We need to hear how a prideful coach might have took this man off his route.
Word.
You feel me? Because that's all that was. He was too proud to say, yo, I made a mistake, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. So he flipped it on the young person that he's supposed to be guiding and made him walk away from the spot.
What it was is coach's wife didn't cook him that chicken that he wanted. Yo, he took it out on you.
You feel me? It's like, you know, and there lies some of the biggest issues that we have in the community. We have individuals working with our, I don't want to call them our children, with our future.
Yeah.
And they don't give a fuck about their future.
Nah, that's a fact. I mean, that's why I always ask that question first, because, like, the biggest thing that I look at my situation as well. Like, yo, he knows, bro, I used to stay in the house and play video games, dog. Like, real talk. Like, I was not out in the streets, bro. I wasn't gangster.
This
none
nigga
of that,
never
bro.
Went outside.
I was a gay video game freak, and I was gangster in that, bro. Yeah. When I put that mic on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm fucking crazy. But nah, like, real talk, like, my whole transition from being at home and then, you know, when I went to college, I was like, when I was let go into the open free world, as they say. Yo, I thought I had to be the toughest guy out there, dog. Like, real talk, my freshman year, like, all I did was fight, bro. Like, literally, that's literally all I did. Like, somebody pissed me off, I fought. Like, just because I was trying to prove myself, like, I'm not the one y'all gonna try. Yeah, I'm gonna let y'all know I'm gonna fight, bro.
Right.
Yeah, right. Facts, you know what I'm saying? And so, and I played soccer, too. So, yeah. Like, for some reason, you know, they think because you play soccer, you're not tough. So, I had to prove a point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? True. So, but yeah, like, I just went to college. I was angry all the time for no reason, bro. Like, I look at it. Back then, I couldn't tell you that. But, like, now, being 30 years old and looking at that, like, bro. Bro, I was mad for no reason, bro. Like, real talk. I would literally be like, man, bro, I'm bored. Man, I'm mad. Like, playing basketball, someone fouled me. bro, I'm ready to fight you now. Like, it just be stupid.
Nah, I ain't going front. Niggas is hearing them talking, but they not understanding.
So. Yeah, like,
he was really out there wilding.
Like, bro.
Like, you couldn't play a game of basketball with some random niggas because we was going to have to pop it off because it was a baby foul. And this nigga took it to that furthest extent. And this is my cousin, so it's not the furthest extent. What's up? No?
Like, it was just that.
That happened because they were playing basketball. The dude come, he hopped out his little trunk. He was young. Hopped out. He went to his trunk. They took all the goods out. But went to his trunk and pulled a stick out.
Oh, I'm see?
Like, bruh. I'm like, oh, man.
But see, and that's the thing. Just like how he was saying, you know, like, it's crazy because I look back, like, I wasn't a man at this. I was telling myself I was a man because I felt like I was defending myself. Mm-hmm. But in actuality, I wasn't a man because I couldn't keep my feelings in check.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, now I'm like, bro, I was stupid. Like, real talk, I'm going to tell you the funniest thing in the world. Hmm. So, I don't know if y'all remember that song, No Cuffin'. Do you remember? Have you ever heard that song before?
I think I did.
Okay, so it was a song that came out. It was called No Cuffin'. I told my girlfriend the story, too, and she looked at me and was like, you're an idiot. But anyway, so it was a song called No Cuffin', right? So, like, me and my homies, you know, at the time, we're in college, you know, we're trying to get girls, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting girls, whoop. But if a man would tell me in my face and be like, hey, man, you over there cuffing shorty, I would fight her. Real talk. Oh, not her. Sorry, my bad. Nope, don't hit on women. I would fight the dude just because of that. Like, that's how like immature I was at the time. Like, I was just like, are you trying me, bro? Like, oh, I'm cuffing? Like, that's what, oh, work? Come on. I'm gonna fight you.
Was like that at the time. That was the time of when that cuffing stuff started.
It's so crazy. Back then, saying that you were cuffing somebody was a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And like, and I look back at it now, like, bro, I really didn't even understand the word, and I was getting mad. Like, you just look back at a lot of stuff and be like, bro, I didn't understand shit. But I was just always mad. But not like after a while, I just like more going into my junior year. Really, what made me look back at all the stupid stuff that I was doing is when I graduated college and I went into the world and nobody gave a fuck what the fuck I did. Like, real talk. Once I got into the world and understood that nobody gives a fuck, if I am poor and I have a sign and I say, yo, I am poor and I need some money to pay my rent, they don't give a fuck. Like, they're going to keep driving by you and just not give a fuck, bro. And that's when I learned, like, damn, I look back like, shit, boy, I need to calm the fuck down. I got to get my shit together, you know what I'm saying? And just like how Dre said earlier, like, that's when he came down to Georgia, when I had my first apartment, and I'm just working, and I'm just like, bro, what do I need to do next? And that man, he was like, yo, he was already doing what he was doing, and I just was like, bro, I'm about to podcast. I seen a podcast, if you seen Gilly the Kid's podcast, I keep forgetting the name of it. I know one day they're probably going to listen to this and be like, yo, how the fuck you forget? You watch us, but you know what our name is. But anyways, yeah, I watched that and that inspired me. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people was talking about how to voice for radio. So I was like, fuck it. We might as well try it. And like from day one to where I'm at now, I'm like, oh, shit. All right, this works out. I can do this shit. I can talk shit. I can drink. You know what I'm saying? I can understand, hear different people's stories and be like, damn, yo. You might have had it a lot better than me or a lot rougher than me. You know what I'm saying? And it's just really interesting to hear a lot of people's stories. You know what I'm saying? But next question I'm going to ask, though, is what is the hardest part about what y'all do? I'm going to say, and I'm going to go to you first, Coach, because the reason why, I tried rapping for like 2 weeks, dog. That shit was the worst. That was the worst.
Nah. We need some bars right now. So we need some bottle cup.
And no, I got an episode where I try to spit bars and everybody like, I had to cut it out. I had to end it out because everybody's looking at me like, fuck? I was like, okay. All right. But no, I tried rapping for like 2 weeks. I had, you know, had a name and all that. And yeah, I listened to my shit and I was like, nah, it's not it. But I'm going to let you go ahead and tell your story.
Hardest part, I don't know. It was, the thing is, I like it so much that it make me hard to find the hardest part of it. Like,
you've never had a moment where you like,
the hardest, I'm going to tell you, probably the hardest part about it is, if it's not about myself, the hardest part about it is me thinking about getting my other people in positions to help me. That's the only hardest part that it is. That's the only part. Like, other than that, like, but see, when I'm at with it, I want my friends to, I'm trying to see where they at, my partners, like my ones I call my brothers, you feel me? I'm trying to see where they at with it. And, you know, see how close we is. For us to get somewhere, because at the end of the day, I feel like if I get somewhere, my family, they straight automatically because, like, they straight no matter what. And so it's like, if I'm seeing y'all around me too at the same time, I want to see y'all do something before I see my family do something. They don't have to really do it. They can sit back and chill.
See, I'm not gonna lie to you, which after what you just told me so far, I already want to listen to your music now, because not a lot of artists really come on here and really just be like, when you ask questions about them, you keep going back to the your people. Like, and I could see that was that's your battery on your back, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? Because and not a lot of people had it. All they want is the chains, the watches, the fame, bodies, which I still haven't seen anybody get yet. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? They want all this stuff, and they'd be like, I'm gonna make sure my people straight. They say that, but I can see that, like, truly, what you just having that conversation and keep going on with that, I can tell that's what really puts a battery in your back, and that's always a good thing. You know, you're not fueled by the negativity that some of this rap is showing. You know what I'm saying? Which is scary. It's very scary. I'm not going to lie to you.
It is.
Very scary. I'm like, woo. Yo, you know, I feel like an old head, because, like, I'd be listening to it, and I'm like, Glizzy, what?
Yeah, for real. Like, it get weirder and weirder by minute. Like, it just, bruh. I'm telling you, bro, I be hearing my little cousins. I got little cousins. So. Yeah. I'm hearing all type of music. I'm talking about all type of music. I'll be like, bro, what did you just say?
Do you feel like sometimes you have to turn it off? Like, have you felt like you had to? Or, like, because the reason why I say that...
For my little cousin?
Yeah, for your little cousins.
All right. Yeah, because at an age when I was young, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's the reason why the time is different now. Like, a lot of stuff is going the way they're going. And it's a lot more children out here robbing and killing than anything because of the fact that now you at 13 years old, 12 years old, 11. When I was that age, when I put Lil Wayne on, my mama didn't have that. Turn it off. Like, turn it off, for real. She didn't have that because, you know, Lil Wayne talking about pussy, all the other stuff, you feel me? He want to talk about all type of drugs, weed, guns, all type of stuff.
That.
So at that point, my mama wasn't having it, you feel me? She was like, nah.
Yeah, but like, you know what's so crazy about that? People don't even understand how important that is. Because people will hear that and think people are being dramatic. Like, oh, the kids don't raise them. The music don't raise the kids. Yes, the fuck it do. You keep listening to the same thing over and over again, you're going to believe that shit.
Man, that
you can lie to yourself over and over again, and you'll believe that shit. Listen. You know what I mean? We're talking about telling kids about actions without telling them about the consequences. Because you never hear a nigga say consequences in his rap. He just talk about what he gonna do and how he gonna do it. He don't talk about what happens when they get caught, right? So when you have those situations, realistically, my nigga, niggas is not giving niggas the whole blueprint about what's going on.
That's what I'm saying. But it's just like with the scamming thing. You know, people tell you, like, oh yeah, it's easy to scam. As long as you give me the money, they won't track your name. It's like, bro, but like, if this doesn't work, what happened? You know, nobody asked that question. Again, you know, people talk about getting chains and stuff like that, but they're not telling you what's in the contract when they sign to get these chains and all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm a numbers guy. You know what I'm saying? So no matter what person, anybody can come up to me and tell me I can make $5,000. But you got to tell me, what's the positives and the negatives of that $5,000? You know what I'm saying? And again, you also got to look at it too. Like, is this a once in lifetime? Is this a once I'm going to get $5,000, or this is a recurrent? Like, there's other factors that always go into it, and people don't think that way. They just like, oh,
it's $5,000. I'm on it.
You know what I'm saying? That's why it's so weird. And music and... I hate to say it, and you know, as a kid, that's why I say I think sometimes I have that old head mentality. I have to think past that sometimes, but I'm listening to music. You know, I don't remember hearing about so many guns in music videos. You know, the drugs used to have code words,
right?
True. But it's so straightforward now. You know, murdering everybody, that's the new thing.
Mm.
Diss songs is at people's grave sites. That was like a no-no back in the day. Yeah. Now that's free game now. Yeah. And I'm just like,
it's so crazy, man.
That's why I'd be like, should we turn it off?
Yeah, and then niggas don't even understand that a person's brain don't even fully develop to like 23, 24 years old. So you having all of these situations, not only are you having these negative thoughts and these negative things that people are pushing, now you adding drugs onto that shit. You smoking weed and drinking liquor on an undeveloped fucking brain after listening to 4 albums straight of Going to Go Kill a Nigga. And you can't figure out why you went and bought a gun?
Yeah.
Bro, he wants to kill.
Yo, and it's fucking wild, man. And that's why, you know, that's why I approach things how I approach things, bro. I just fuck all that sugarcoating shit. I'm gonna say exactly what it is, my nigga. You niggas have lost your fucking minds. I was on a call with some politicians and shit like that. One of the politicians, this nigga's been in office since, I think, since my grandma was a baby. You know what I mean? Like, just one of them niggas. His nigga talking about the system. Nigga, you are the system, motherfucker. You done been a part of it for so long. The fuck are you talking about?
Exactly.
You know, so they just do things that they don't do anything logical, and then they make you seem like you crazy for thinking logical. Oh, Dre, they released a lot of people during the pandemic. Yes, that's great. They released these motherfuckers to nothing. All the programs that we had for them were closed, right? There was no jobs fucking hiring, right? And y'all released them to programs that was already underfunded.
Set up.
That's crazy, yeah.
And then when you look at the statistic of how many people reoffended, it's just because of the fact that they was just out there to reoffend again, right? We gonna ignore the fact that a motherfucker might have actually been fucking hungry.
Listen to this episode, get discounts on your favorite upcoming businesses, and you want merch? Yo, check out themoderncrowd.com. Put some roaches in the blunt, I'm from the trench forever. And I'm smoking.